Well, give a celebrity a theme and they'll take fancy dress to a whole new level. As it always does, this year's Met Gala in New York brought the weird and the wonderful and the downright wacky together. There were celebrities in gowns and tuxedos fashioned with fruit and forestry, a dress resembling grains of sand, even a corset painted to resemble wood. The invitation-only event, famed for its extravagant outfits, marks the opening of the Costume Institute's annual fashion exhibit. Fashion writer and commentator Glynis Trowell-Nash, welcome to you.
Hi, how are you?
You know that I'm a fashion Luddite, so you need to really explain it to me. It's celebrities parading down the red carpet with extravagant avant-garde looks. It's hard to know what to make of it all. How much is the fashion industry's around the world noticing what's going on here? How keenly is it being observed?
It's being very keenly observed, but I would say that that is as much... It's punters like us who are very keenly observing it. So not a lot of what is happening at the Met Gala is necessarily going to be anything that infiltrates our own fashion lives per se, although I'm sure we will see some more floral brooches and headpieces coming out, especially come spring racing.
Part of it looks a little bit like a Rocker Stedford to me. There's a little bit of crepe paper and some fuzzy wire and, I don't know, it just looks a little bit amateur in some ways, but very expensive amateur stuff. This year's exhibition is entitled Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion, and celebrates the Costume Institute's fashion archive. Apparently it goes back 400 years. So what makes the exhibits Sleeping Beauties?
So the Sleeping Beauties particularly... There's, I believe, 16 garments in this exhibition that are sort of dubbed Sleeping Beauties, which are... They're pieces that are so delicate and so close to disintegration that they can't be picked up, they can't be hung, they'll never be worn. So they literally are in kind of glass coffins, just like Sleeping Beauty. And then this notion of awakening fashion, they've taken, so there's those pieces, and there's a lot of other pieces they've taken from different time periods. And they've tried to reawaken them, bring them to life in various sensory ways. So they have created digital versions of dresses, like screens where you can see someone dancing in one of the very old dresses, for example, which we would never get to see with the original dress. And if there's even apparently they've collaborated with scientists and smell artists to take molecules from these original garments.
I'm so glad that you can't keep a straight face. Oh. Even you.
And then recreate the smell. And I find that a little bit creepy, I won't lie. I don't know that I want to know what some 1940s socialites smell like.
Like death and excess, I think. Tell me, there's this theme taken from the G.J. Ballard story, The Garden of Time, which I understand has a bit of a class struggle at its heart. And then outside you've got unionists for Condé Nast protesting. This is the perfect theme ever.
Look, it is. Now, I've done some more digging on this. I think the Condé Nast union managed to strike a deal, but there were protesters about, regarding Palestine. So that was happening in the blocks around the Met Gala. Now, the J.G. Ballard story, Garden of Time, which is, so you have the exhibition Sleeping Beauties, then you have the actual dress code, which is Garden of Time. And so this is around this divide, this cultural divide. You've got a count and countess living a life of luxury on a hill, but from the distance, the marauding hordes are coming towards them. And then there's a garden in the palatial surrounds, and every night the count picks a crystal flower, and that just keeps the hordes at bay a little bit longer. But we know there's only a certain amount of flowers in that garden, and they're going to make their way in at some point.
Wow.
So you've got this event became almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you've literally got protesters in the streets kind of gathering in around this
absolutely incredible, really, when you think about the layers of this this theme. Always a pleasure to talk to you, fashion writer and commentator Glynis Trowell-Nash. Thank you so much.